This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Monday evening, April 6th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Botox versus dermal fillers, which is right for you? Residents of Dawsonville, Georgia are discovering that their local orthodontics office, Lanier Orthodontics, is a top destination for Botox treatments. Led by Dr. Gass, the practice's expertise in facial anatomy sets them apart. Botox and dermal fillers are popular non-surgical options, each serving different purposes. With competitive pricing and a focus on safety and individualized care, Lanier Orthodontics offers a trusted choice for cosmetic injectables in Dawsonville.
David Henry embraces outdoor living with motorized pergola. Actor David Henry has embraced outdoor living by commissioning a custom pergola installation at his Idaho property, designed and manufactured by Azenco Outdoor. The motorized louvered roof system allows for precise control over sunlight exposure and weather protection, making the space usable year-round. This project reflects a broader trend towards functional, design-forward outdoor spaces that support daily use regardless of environmental conditions.
American Fusion TM Inc. appoints new CFO to strengthen capital markets strategy. The company appoints Michael Carlson as CFO to strengthen capital markets strategy. Kepler Fusion Technologies is developing the Texatron TM Fusion system for modular power generation. The firm explores behind-the-meter energy deployment strategies for early commercialization. Investor News Bricks, Nexplat Corp. got NASDH, NXPL, NXPLW announces 1-for-10 reverse stock split effective April 13, 2026. The split will reduce outstanding shares from 26.9 million to 2.7 million, with trading under the existing NXPL ticker. Shareholders will receive cash payments for fractional shares. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American. NYSE American. TMQ reports Q1 2026 results. With $47.80 million in cash and progress at its Alaska projects, federal support includes a proposed $35.60 million investment. Ambler Metals expands operational capacity as permits, infrastructure, and exploration advance for a fully funded 2026 program. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, SEG Media Corporation, NSDEC, SEG. Well, TRYW expands SoccerX partnership across 2026 and 2027 events. SEG Media Corporation has expanded its partnership with SoccerX to become the official headline sponsor for all global SoccerX events in 2026 and 2027. This move positions its sports.com brand across Europe, North America, and the Middle East as the company pursues broader media sponsorship and growth opportunities, including acquiring a European football club.
Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens position in growing global gold cycle. Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens its position in the global gold cycle, offering investors exposure to the advancing Nevada development story. Recent activities at Santa Fe show continued progress. Gold's unique role as a store of value and portfolio stabilizer remains strong, making Lahontan Gold an appealing option in the mining sector. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
UGI begins system upgrade project in Harrisburg and Swatara Township. UGI Utilities has kicked off system upgrades in Harrisburg and Swatara Township, emphasizing safety and reliability. This initiative offers residents and businesses a chance to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc., serves over 760,000 customers and aims to enhance service quality. For more details, visit UGI.com.
Defense News Breaks SafePro Group, Inc. appoints retired Army Colonel Jarrett Matthews as Chief Operating Officer. SafePro Group, Inc. has appointed Colonel Retired Jarrett Matthews as its first Chief Operating Officer, leveraging his 25 years of experience in defense acquisition and technology integration. Matthews will drive the company's government contract strategy for AI-enabled defense solutions, focusing on converting technology pipelines like the SPOT-D AI platform for drone-based threat detection into awarded contracts and revenue.
GiveBucks positions for scalable growth with platform expansion and national rollout strategy. GiveBucks Inc. positions for scalable growth with platform expansion and national rollout strategy. The company is advancing into its next phase as consumer adoption of integrated financial and commerce ecosystems accelerates. GiveBucks has completed key initiatives to support user growth, engagement, and monetization. The SuperApp platform is being upgraded for enhanced performance, usability, and engagement, aligning with the trend of consumers favoring unified platforms. Mission IRA news breaks. SafePro Group, Inc. appoints retired Army Colonel Jarrett Matthews as Chief Operating Officer. SafePro Group, Inc. has named Colonel Reptime Jarrett Matthews as its first Chief Operation Officer, leveraging his 25 years of operational leadership and defense acquisition experience. Matthews will drive the company's government contract strategy for AI-enabled defense and security solutions, focusing on converting technology pipelines like the SMOT-D AI platform into awarded contracts and revenue.
How do you find? Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.